This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. and its European allies will impose stiff new sanctions, including a ban on new investments in Russia on Wednesday, a U.S. official says, in retaliation for Russia's, quote, war crimes in Ukraine. The joint action will include a ban on new investment in Russia, toughened sanctions on its financial institutions and government-owned enterprises, and more sanctions on Russian government officials and their family members. The officials said they would further Russia's economic, financial, and technological isolation from the rest of the world as a penalty for its attacks on civilians in Ukraine. The officials spoke on the condition of anonymity to preview the announcement. A region of eastern Ukraine is facing a chemical scare, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The governor of Ukraine's Luhansk region has urged residents to stay inside, shut windows and doors, and prepare wet face masks after a Russian strike hit a tank containing nitric acid. The officials said on the messaging app Telegram that the incident occurred near a city where the Ukrainian military says the Russians have been trying to take over, adding nitric acid is dangerous if inhaled, swallowed, and in contact with skin and mucous membranes. The Russian military has not commented on the claim, and it could not be verified independently. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top U.S. military officer says the United States should look at the development of more bases in Eastern Europe to protect against Russian aggression.
I believe that a lot of our European allies, especially those such as in the Baltics or Poland or Romania or elsewhere, they are very, very willing to establish permanent bases. They'll build them, they'll pay for them, etc.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Barack Obama returned to the White House to tout the 12th anniversary of his signature health care bill, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It is good to be back in the White House.
The former president says it's been a while, 5 years, but he came back to not only celebrate the law known as Obamacare, but to see an old friend.
Vice President Biden.
Quickly saying it was a joke and leaning over to hug his former running mate.
Welcome back to the White House, man. Feels like the good old days.
Obama says passing the Affordable Care Act was one of his 10-year high points. After surviving political and legal challenges, the law's reach has grown under the Biden administration to an estimated more than 30 million people. The current president's moving to extend it further by lowering costs for more people. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Peru's capital city of Lima and main port were under a tight curfew on Tuesday, decreed by President Pedro Castillo in response to sometimes violent protest over rising prices of fuel and food. The surprise curfew announced shortly before midnight left major highways and street markets almost deserted, and Peruvians struggling to find ways to get to work. Troops joined police in the streets under terms of a state of emergency that restricts rights to movement and gatherings and against arbitrary searches. The curfew, which resembles the tightest lockdowns of the pandemic, exempted essential services, but there was no bus service to take workers to their jobs. The childhood home of musician Paul McCartney is now available to unsigned acts as a creative space, AP music correspondent Margie Zargaletta reports.
That's budding musician Esme Bridey performing in the same house in Liverpool where Paul McCartney learned to play. The UK's National Trust now owns the house, and the trust is welcoming unsigned musicians to play there. McCartney's brother, Mike McCartney, tells Sky News he loves giving the opportunity to young people to find their own inspiration.
Coming from nothing like us and seeing where it takes them, this house to me is a house of hope.
I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Recapping our top story, the U.S. and its European allies will impose stiff new sanctions, including a ban on new investments in Russia on Wednesday, a U.S. official says, in retaliations for Russia's war crimes in Ukraine. The joint action will include a ban on new investment in Russia, toughened sanctions on its financial institutions and government-owned enterprises, and more sanctions on Russian government officials and their family members. Reporting by remote,